my husband's wartime injury. He sustained a penetrating traumatic brain injury in near Mosul, Iraq, in October of 2003. And in this book, I tell the story of his injury, our homecomings from Iraq, his challenges coping with the physical, physiological, cognitive, and psychological wounds of war, and then our family's recovery, our joint path or journey from that war trauma to healing.
Is this a sequel to your first book, Love My Rifle More Than You?
It is in a lot of ways a sequel to my first book. It picks up right before the last book ends. I do touch on having met Brian in the first book, but this one is as much his story as mine, but it does pick up where my first book ended.
Did you meet him in the service?
I did. We met on the side of a mountain in Iraq in May of 2003.
This book has been called Emotionally Raw and Disarmingly Candid. Why was it so important to write this book?
When Brian was recovering and I was trying to learn how to be a caregiver, I had no idea what I was getting into, and he didn't know that much either about traumatic brain injuries, about post-traumatic stress disorder. We really were just struggling to find our way without a lot of good information and felt isolated quite often. Later, once we had started to find our way back and were doing fairly well, I was at a conference once. There was a panel discussion. One of the panelists, whose husband sustained a traumatic brain injury in war and later developed post-traumatic stress disorder, much like my own husband, she was talking about what her experiences had been. And she said, you know, a lot of people want to talk about PTSD, but only in the most generic terms. Nobody wants to hear what it's really like. And I thought, you know, people need to know what it's really like. I want to tell that story. I want to be excruciatingly explicit about how bad the worst stages can be, but also tell the story of how even very severe trauma can be overcome.
And the subject matter, as you say, PTSD, may make some people uncomfortable, but this is an inspirational book. What message do you want people to take away?
To get help. That nobody should suffer alone, and that there are treatments that really do work. There are evidence-based forms of treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder that can make a tremendous difference in people's lives. And that although the journey to recovery can be a very challenging one, people can find a new normal where they lead fulfilling lives, find new ways to contribute to their communities. I want those who are struggling with mental health problems to know that they can seek help. And even if they've tried before and it didn't work out, they shouldn't give up.
You can find out how to get more information about Plenty of Time When We Get Home, Love and Recovery in the Aftermath of War on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Kayla Williams, congratulations on the book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.